Welcome to the Peak News. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and yes, I have my shofar on because we are here to warn you. We're here to tell you what's going on in the area so that you can make decisions for yourself. That's the job of the Watchman. That's the job of the Peak. It used to be the job of media until they checked out, but we're seeking to bring it back because we believe in you. We believe in we the people. We believe in free markets. We believe in the things. Hey, we're on conservative talk radio. We believe in the things that conservatives believe in. We want to conserve what made this country great as we advance to the new technologies. And you know, new ways of thinking are awesome as long as we're thinking about ourselves, our family, our communities, our businesses, our constitutional rights, and all of those other things. Then we can move on to what's new. But until then, we like to talk about what's working. And today is Business and Culture Mondays. We like to start the week back to work with the business program. And today we're going to be covering the Colorado Springs Chamber and also Small Business Week that is going on here. And we have as our guest and co-host for the entire hour, Jana Reeder Claymire, who's the president and CEO of the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Center. Jana, welcome to the Peak.
Thanks so much. Thrilled to be here with you today.
It's great to have you here. You know, as we look at business and, you know, really a bubble of what we have here, so much in the country, you know, is going down. It's not that we don't have issues here. We certainly have economic issues here with businesses and challenges. We've been suffering with that even back from COVID when all those businesses were shut down and so many went out of business. But there's something about Colorado Springs that's vibrant, that is actionable and is ahead of the curve. And so we're happy to have that here. We're happy to have a bubble, although we're concerned about the rest of the country. But we're going to be focusing on the Peak, Pikes Peak area, because that's what we do here on the Peak. What is the Peak? Well, as we said, we're seeking to be your place to get facts and context. Journalism, real journalism, but also it's not just about us broadcasting at you. We want you to be part of what we're doing here and become a citizen journalist or an intern or a guest or a sponsor. We love our sponsors. So go on thepeak.news, find out more about us, and become part of what we're doing here. Like we like to say, the Peak, it's yours, because it really is, and that's why we exist. And if you think we're doing great, tell other people. If you think we could do better, I'm sure we could. Come join us and help us in all of those things. Regarding our sponsors, I'd like to do a shout out to our platinum sponsor, Springs Dentist and Dr. Craig Summer, Holistic Dentistry in Colorado Springs, Springs Dentist. You'll hear their commercial on the program. You'll find them on our website. Craig is our family dentist, has been since we've been here. And what's so important is when I told Craig about the Peak years ago, he said, we're in. Let us know when you're going to go on the air. We're in. So much about what is happening here at the Peak and keeping us on the air is all of our sponsors, but a special thank you to Springs Dentist. So today is Business and Culture Day, as I said. So I'm going to ask, how's business? How is business? How is business here in the region? How's business with you? How's business with your family? Whether or not you work for someone else or you run your own business, how do you think things are going here and how do you think that they could be better? We're going into an election season. This is a time when business owners, I think, should be incredibly active because you are the pillars of the community. As you've heard me, if you've listened to the show at all, I think the world of business people, I think that in the realm that I like to think in sort of that biblical structure of kings, priests, and prophets, business people are the kings in our community. If you think about it, they amass the wealth and create wealth. They make rules. They have people who are subject to them. They're called employees. So in that realm, they're quite important. And we would never sideline kings in any other culture. But here we tend to say to people, you know, run your business. Do that. Don't be so involved in the community. Don't be so involved with what's going on at church or anywhere else. And I completely disagree with that because business people get things done. They start things. They know how to deal with issues. They have the money to fund things. And they have great influence over other people. So for you business people who are out there, I would say, are you satisfied with what's going on here in our area? And if not, Are you being involved in local politics? Not just possibly writing a big check to candidates who fit into what you like, but are you being involved all the time to know what's going on in your neighborhoods, you know, with the local governments in your neighborhoods, the bigger ones that go on to the state? Are you paying attention to that? And are you willing to speak? Oh, this is where it gets challenging. Are you willing to bring this up with your customers? Are you willing, for the good of our community, to take the risk of doing more than just trying to sell your widget to someone else, but to engage people in the real issues that are going on in our community, the hard issues, because they come into your shop or they do business with you and you enter into conversation with them. Maybe they even work for you, so they sort of have to listen to you. Are you using that influence to make a better community here in Colorado Springs, the Pikes Peak region, El Paso County? If not, just like I do with everybody, I'd ask you to tighten up. I'd ask you to engage. Because you are the kings in our society, and we need our kings. We need true leaders. We don't always find them everywhere, but we absolutely find them in businesses, and it's proven by the fact that you open up every morning. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. So happy to have you joining us here on Business and Culture Mondays. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1 The Answer, and we'll be right back with Heather. Furnace not doing so well this winter? Feel like you have icicles in your living room? Call Home Comfort Heating and Air, your local experts, to fix or replace your home furnace to keep you warm now and for many years to come. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and our family depends on Home Comfort to service our home's entire HVAC system. They've been providing superior service to both residential and commercial clients since 2008. Get a fast response from their family-owned and operated business with a trusted reputation. Based in the Peyton-Falcon area, they serve all of El Paso, Teller, and Elbert counties. Home Comfort installs and services all types of furnaces and air conditioning systems, as well as whole house air purifiers. For more information and to quickly book an on-site visit and free estimate, go to homecomfortha.com. Mention The Peak and receive 10% off a new heating or AC system of $5,000 or more. That's homecomfortha.com. Home Comfort Heating and Air. They're on a mission to ensure my home comfort and your home comfort all year long.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com. To schedule an appointment today.
The Colorado Life Initiative team is working fast to tally petition signatures as they wrap up their 2024 ballot drive. If you circulated a petition, thank you for your time and commitment to protecting children in Colorado from intentional harm. As they await the official tally results to see if Colorado Life Initiative makes it on the ballot, they ask you to join in prayer and fasting for an end to abortion in our state. To receive updates and upcoming mission assignments, get signed up at gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org.
Are you worried about the economy ruining your assets? Does your spouse have financial questions you simply can't answer? At FRS Financial Group, we help you plan for a no-fear future. I'm Rick Stevens, one of the founding partners with FRS, and whether you already have an investment portfolio or can only afford to start putting away a little each paycheck, we'll work with you to make your retirement dreams a reality. Contact us at frsfinancialgroup.com for more information. FRS Financial Group, regular people helping regular people. LPL Financial Member, FINRA, SIPC.
If you're enjoying The Peak, thank our sponsors. And if you're a local business or organization, please become one. Close to 2 million people live in the AM 1460 broadcast area, and those who listen to conservative talk radio are your perfect customers. As a Peak partner, we'll promote your business while you help us provide real journalism to transform our region. Now that we're on the air, our sponsorship opportunities are going fast. So visit thepeak.news website now to discover the benefits of advertising on The Peak. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. You're here on Business and Culture Monday and listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer, of course. And we like to play that that Dirty Laundry song at the beginning because we like to, you know, rib media. We're not into the dirty laundry, but we like to, you know, push back against where media, what media has become, and we're seeking to be different. And again, please join us as a citizen journalist and help us tell the story. So we're here for the entire hour with Jonna Reeder Claymire, who is the president and CEO of the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Center. Again, Jonna, welcome to The Peak.
Thank you so much. Thrilled to be with you.
Okay, let's get into the first headlines. And of course, people are always asking you, where are the jobs? Where's the business? So we have this defense contractor expanding to Colorado Springs with plans for more than 500 high-paying jobs. This is what creates the bubble here, of course. In a lot of ways, it's all the military and defense. A defense contractor whose software and digital services support military and government clients, and which has launched work on a sophisticated Space Force satellite project, along with three partners, has expanded to Colorado Springs and expects to add 500 high-paying jobs over the next 2 years. Omni Federal, with employees in Washington, D.C., St. Louis, San Antonio, Texas, and Montgomery, Alabama, said Wednesday that its new 8,300-square-foot office in the North Side InterQuest commercial and retail area will hire ground station system software and network engineers, data scientists, security analysts, among others. Salaries will average around $150,000 a year. That's awesome news.
Yeah, as an economic developer, I always say you're only as good as your last announcement. So, yeah, no, it's great news for our community. And you're right, 43% of our economy is built on the aerospace, defense, and now space technology sector. But we also are extremely strong in cybersecurity, and we're coming on even stronger in advanced manufacturing. So many of your listeners probably remember years ago when we were a manufacturing hub, and many of those jobs are being brought back to the United States now, and we're capitalizing on it. So this is one of 22 announcements we've had since 2022. But so, who's counting?
Yeah. Well, your job is to count.
My job is to count.
So when these come up and companies have to do this, they generally come to you first to make the announcement as opposed to the press, and do you handle
yeah,
the press for them on these things?
That's a great question. We work with companies as long as they need. Sometimes a lead can be 3 years out. Usually a project is anywhere from 8 to 12 months. I like to say we're the quarterback, but we need the whole offensive line. We bring in the city, the county, the utilities, and the state for any project. So whether it's a real estate option that they need, and that's what Omni needed was a real estate quickly, whether it is access to talent. It could be issues about utilities, because especially manufacturing, they're in need of that. Or it could be that how are we competing with another state? And the icing on the cake, as I like to say, are the incentives that are possible in the end. And so, we coordinate all of that.
And so a lot of people come to you with confidential information. Do you do things like non-disclosures? Or do you
Every time?
Okay.
I like to say hi.
I was
going to
say, or do you just realize if you mess up, they're not going to come to you?
You don't want to lose your credibility.
Right.
But I often say, I hope I don't talk in my sleep, because this would be bad. I have so many non-disclosure agreements. But that's why we're a private nonprofit. And that's why companies will work through us, because we can sign those non-disclosures. And then we work in coordination with the city and the county and the utilities, the state, that do not sign non-disclosures. They are under open records laws, as they should be. So it works well that we're that first point of contact. I just like to say we're not the only point of contact. We use all of our expertise, and that comes from a variety of different folks.
Okay, any news you want to break on the show today? Is there anything we...
I would just say stay tuned. The pipeline is strong, because you're right, the bubble of Colorado Springs is pretty special, and lots of folks are looking at our region.
Okay, well, we'll have to talk to you about doing a regular segment
here
so that we can work with you on that to get some breaking stories about things going on. Okay, second article, Comcast grant program offers $5,000 award technology resources to El Paso County small businesses. Up to 100 businesses in El Paso County will be eligible to receive a comprehensive benefit package worth thousands of dollars, courtesy of Comcast initiative aimed at helping local entrepreneurs thrive. The Comcast Rise program has awarded 13,500 small businesses with more than $125 million in financial, marketing, and technology resources. The tech company plans to award 500 grants in 2024 to businesses in Atlanta, Houston, Jacksonville, Richmond, Virginia, and Southern Colorado. So, yes. Well, what do you know about this?
Well, Comcast is such a big supporter of small business, and this program originally started during COVID to help what I would call micro businesses in the small business world. And they decided to extend it, and we were one of five locations in the country that were named to receive these Comcast Rise grants. It is all about support for small business. Our community is made up of almost 99% of our companies have 500 employees or less. So according to the Small Business Administration standards, that's considered a small business. So these grants will be available to help them with technology, with marketing, with looking at their business plan, and it has a cash component for them to use that grant to their own choosing. That's so ComcastRise.com, the applications are due by May 31st. I encourage any small business to apply. This is just an outstanding opportunity to learn from subject matter experts and get some dollars in the meantime.
Yeah, and it says a technology makeover. In addition to that, Rise recipients will receive educational content, production of a 30-second television commercial. That's a very
Isn't
big value.
Great?
And a $5,000 grant. And again, applications from May 1st through 31st at ComcastRise.com. Last article, quantum computing in Colorado could get a multi-million-dollar investment. Quantum computing in Colorado. Colorado's already a leader in the area, but Senator John Hickenlooper said Thursday at the National Cybersecurity Center, the technology has reached an inflection point that will play out in the coming decades, changing education, transportation, and other sectors. So, yes. For the layman, me included, when you're trying to bring quantum computing and all of these things to business people who are just trying to sell their pizza or do whatever it is that they're doing, how do you explain this technology and why they need to know about it and get involved with it?
Well, number one, the state of Colorado was named a tech hub by the federal government in quantum computing. It could be up to $70 million that could come to Colorado in the Mountain West. So it's already here. If I put it in layman's terms, I would just say it's a big brain computer that can take a lot of data and synthesize that quickly. And it's going to be in everything that we see in our lifetime. And I know you and I are spring chickens as I'm sitting here looking across the table. But I would say in the next 10 to 20 years, this is going to be transformational. And Colorado needs to remain on the forefront if we want to compete for jobs and we want to compete in the future for where technology is going. You know, China actually puts $8 for every $1 in the United States that's spent for this kind of technology advancement. We've got to up our game. We've got to compete long run in the long term. And I would just add, in addition to the quantum computing, we also were named a tech hub in the state for securing our space assets. The National Science Foundation last year said, you know what, Southern Colorado, we want you to focus on resiliency in space infrastructure systems, and the ecosystem. So they gave us $1 million grant, and we're working on just that. So it's a good thing to be a hub for aerospace, defense, and space technology in both quantum and this resiliency in space. Puts us on the map as a state.
And this is for specifically for people to work in that sector or for the technology itself?
It's for both. It's for the commercialization of the technology, and it's for workforce development. So it's great paying jobs in the next high-tech sector in the country.
Okay. Well, study up, folks. And those of you who are heading toward graduation at this point, you know, think about getting into this sector because, you know, you get to stay here in Colorado Springs. You might actually be able to afford living in Colorado Springs with this kind of paycheck, and it's technology that well, it's going to stay around for a while because it's running everything. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak on The Answer. We'll be right back with John Arita Claymeyer, President and CEO of The Chamber, and we're going to be talking about, are we in control?
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek Scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation. A 20-foot open cross. A replica of Jesus' empty tomb. And so much more. The garden is open 24/7 and our welcome center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
My dentist saved my life. Not something you hear every day, unless you're talking to one of Dr. Craig Summers' patients at Springs Dentists.
It was really important to me to have a dentist that understood how your teeth and what goes in them affects everything else in your body.
I was experiencing a lot of headaches and just not feeling well. And I did some research and I found that mercury is in the amalgams and in the teeth. And Dr. Summer was very excited to help people get free of these amalgams and the mercury that's in them. I've noticed my health improve almost immediately. And I felt like almost to the point, I remember a few years ago going, you know what? I kind of like going to the dentist.
For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign in a stress-free environment, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile.
Tired of being lied to by, well, just about everyone? Yeah, us too. The media is supposed to inform us with the facts and context, not propaganda. So we're taking it back, locally, where it counts, with your help. The Peak News is a community-focused organization of volunteer citizen journalists, techs, and interns. And we invite you to join the team. As far as we're concerned, the more the merrier. Go to thepeak.news for all the info and to apply. That's thepeak.news. The Peak, it's yours.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer, here in the Springs and across the entire Pike Peak region. And no, we're not going to lie to you. We're here to tell you the truth. Why would we get on the radio and lie to you? But so many are lying to us. So many are seeking power grabs. It's very easy to feel out of control in this world. So the question is, are we in control? And to answer that question, Jonna Rita Claymire, President and CEO of the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Center. Jonna, are we in control?
Well, I think we might need a psychologist if we're going to go that broad, but I think I would say, are we in control of the destiny of Colorado Springs and El Paso County? And absolutely, we are in control. But we only remain in control with good planning, with good collaboration, with pulling people together in decision-making, and then making sure that it's a sound decision for our community. People tell me all the time, Chaim, well, we just shouldn't grow anymore in Colorado Springs. We should just stop growing. Well, I would tell you that I've done this long enough that we either move forward and grow as a community, or we're going to fall back. I know of nowhere in the country that just sits still, that just remains the same. And having a good economic base to your community is how you grow a tax base, is how you have good city services, police, fire, schools, and such. without us as the taxpayers having to pay more. So it is important that we are deciding for our future. That's why you have a chamber in EDC, the Economic Development Corporation, part of our group. We try to grow smartly. We try to concentrate on companies that are in what we call a primary industry. So they export primarily outside of the region. They're not population-based. When you have that, you bring secondary jobs to your community, which are population-based. Your favorite coffee shop, your healthcare provider, your educational institutions. The secondary will come if you have the primary, but you've got to work on it. If not, you get what you get. And we don't want growth for the sake of growth. We want growth to happen because it's the right high-paying jobs. It's the right skills for our communities. It's so our kids can come back and live here one day that they want to call this home. That's why we work on a variety of issues. Mayor Yemi Mobilati right now is doing a whole strategic plan for the next 5 years. The Colorado Springs utilities have just done integrated resource plans for the next 3 to 5 years across all of their utilities, all four of the utilities that they lead. That's good planning. And that's involvement with a multitude of different groups. The Retool COS, which took place last year, was all about smart growth in our community. And how do you add density? How do we grow up instead of out all the time? You know, we're such a geographically spread out community. And with that comes issues like transportation. How do we make it where you can get to and from work? So these are all things that I think we are in control of. We'll have to pick and choose. We will have to decide what the priorities are as a community. But your Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Corporation are right on the front lines of this. So I loved what you said about business needs to have a voice, because at the end of the day, business is who hires people, who provides jobs and who provides income. And we need to make sure it's a city where people want to live in. We all have to be at that table, or you're sitting on the sidelines and probably just complaining.
What can we do? We go back 4 years ago, you know, businesses got shut down. It seemed very out of control. You know, this time around where we're looking to, you know, let's not be fooled that the powers that did it before can do it again. How does the chamber work in that regard to defend businesses and keep them open?
Well, I have government affairs is one of our four pillars that we work in outside of economic development. It's small business services, military affairs, government affairs, and economic development. We have to be engaged. I have two full-time lobbyists and two part-time lobbyists. We are at the Denver Capitol all through the session, and we're at the city and the county often being that voice for business, being that voice to remind people when we put undue burden and regulation on business, they have choices. Businesses don't have to be in El Paso County. So making sure that it's a business-friendly community has really played well for us in Southern Colorado. And in fact, we've seen our share of wins that maybe other parts haven't seen, but it's because of that business friendliness.
Okay. Thank you. You've been listening to Jonna Reeder-Claymire, President and CEO of the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Center. When we come back on The Peak, we're going to be talking with Jonna about, well, issues in our region that we, specific issues that we need to address to have healthy businesses. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of Church Voter Guides? I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. 3 years ago, I helped found Church Voter Guides to educate Christians about local candidates and to activate the church. Our guides are nonpartisan and 501c3 compliant, so they can be promoted through churches. We simply survey the candidates and publish their answers. As a grassroots organization based in the Springs, we greatly appreciate your help in producing local voter guides for this crucial election year. Go to churchvoterguides.org to get involved and to donate. That's churchvoterguides.org, because together we win.
The Peak Citizen Journalist and Internship Programs help hardworking, talented local folks break into broadcast media. How cool is that? At The Peak, we don't just provide opportunity, but also training toward a career path for those committed to professional-level truth-telling. So don't just listen to The Peak. Help make it happen by raising up an army of integrist journalists. Donate to our programs at thepeak.news website. Real journalism is hard to find. Let's change that together. Donate now at thepeak.news, and thank you for your generous support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer. Today is Business and Culture Monday, and we are celebrating this week Small Business Week here in Colorado Springs. This is a very large event. It takes it takes place all week around the city. And actually, in the next segment, we're going to be going into a lot of details about it. So stick around for that. But we have with us, as you've been listening to for the entire hour, John Arita Claymire, President and CEO of the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Center. We've been wanting to have you on the show for a long time. It just so happened you come on Small Business Week. What great timing.
Timing is my key, I will tell you, in all things in life. No, it's a great time to celebrate small business. We should take this time, and I'm excited to tell you all about it in a few minutes.
Okay, well, how did you become, let's start with you first, how did you become the head of the Colorado Springs Chamber?
Well, your point about timing was perfect. Chaim, I've been in and around this kind of work for almost 30 years now. I started my career in Tennessee. I ran a small chamber of commerce in a small community in my early 20s and really got the bug that I love being in and around business, but my heart is for community service. I like being a part of big things. In fact, I've been accused of wanting to win a whole lot. I don't think that's a negative. And I like driving down the street and seeing a company that we know we helped that's creating jobs and that it's creating generational wealth. I like knowing I'm making a difference. So started that early in my career, went on in Tennessee and ran a downtown development corporation, ultimately made my way to the Midwest in Cincinnati, Ohio, in that greater Cincinnati area. It's about 2 million people, metropolitan statistical area, and worked for the utilities and ran economic development, and then worked ultimately for the region and ran an organization called Ready Cincinnati. So again, working to bring jobs to the region, retain jobs with current companies, and just helping overall, how do we build for sustainability for our community? Where do we want our community to go? But the West has always called to me. My husband and I came out here on our first anniversary, and I remember hiking over at Garden of the Gods and saying, what do you do for a living to live here full time? Like, how do people, they live in a vacation. And, you know, timing is everything. Our children are grown, and we decided, why not look for a place that you love and then find the job, which I sound like a millennial, which I am not. But I think Colorado is one of those places, and we saw this during COVID. Young people said, I'm going to move where I want to live, and then I'll find the job. And we have to remember that, because Colorado's been a net benefactor post-COVID, where people have wanted to move in, and these are highly skilled people. We have one of the top educated workforces in the country. We're fourth in the country on our education, but that's people moving in to our region. And I said, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of a place that's fast growing, lots of great things going on, and helping build where it could go in the future. So as you said, I do want to be in control.
And you've been in the position since?
2.5 years. I came here in 2022, right at the tail end of COVID, and we've just hit the ground running ever since.
Okay. So your job is to represent businesses and help businesses. What are the major issues? You know, and I know to the outside world, it's always everything's perfect, but we know the reality is there's always issues, especially in a large area. So what are the major issues for businesses in our region that must be addressed, even though the economic indicators are better here than in most places?
Yeah, they are better than most places. And I can tell you, I've worked in communities that would just love to have our problems. When I say that, I call them growing pains, or what I refer to them. No, everything is not perfect, but it's darn good. When we're having to work on issues that are due to growth, there are communities out there that they would literally give away the farm to get a company to come there, but they don't have the talent. They're not a growing place. They're a dying place. And that's not an issue that we have. So what are we facing with those growing pains? I would say the number one issue we hear from our business retention and expansion visits, we meet with companies to say, what do you need? We want to keep you here, is talent. Making sure that they have a talented workforce, making sure that they have the skills for the jobs of the future, and making sure that we have a variety of companies and disciplines that meet what our geography needs. That's number one. We hear for talent all the time. I think infrastructure is important, and that's not only water and electric, but that's also fiber, that's gas, it's wastewater. Because we've grown so fast, no one's done anything wrong. It's just a matter of how quickly can you build and meet the infrastructure needs. And we're in a state that's very committed to the environment. So when, you know, by 2032, we want to be at zero net emissions. We could debate all day long whether or not that's possible. But I will just say, if that's the edict from the state, we have to deal with the capacity issues. These are not fun issues to talk about, but really important. So not only how do you meet what the people need for the residential component, but how do we meet what industrial needs, what commercial needs are out there if we're going to grow? And then I would just also say that there's things like childcare. If we want to get back to full employment, then we have to have better, high quality, and more childcare facilities. And that's not an easy industry for a person to go into. That's hard work, and so we need more people in it. Those are just some of the things that we work on. And then I will just add, because I know that you're honest here and we don't sugarcoat, you know, the NIMBYism, the not in my backyard. It's a big issue that we're dealing with in our region of you've been here 6 years. I've been here 2.5. You'd be shocked the number of people that tell me we need to lock the door and turn off the lights and not let anyone else in.
I say we're closed. And, Colorado Springs, we're closed.
Well, yeah. I say we're open for business. And we can talk about solutions to that, but that no growth sentiment is really concerning, because there's a lot of positive things about growth if you grow wisely.
Mm-hmm. So, you mentioned that you have lobbyists as part of the organization. You know, we talk about here on the show all the time legislation coming down against parental rights, against Second Amendment things. What are things that you're battling with as far as business and free market against this legislature that still is in session for about a week?
They are. They introduced over 700 bills this session. They have not heard all of those bills, but as you can imagine, a lot of damage can be done in that time. I don't think anyone is not well-meaning, but I do wish that we had more people running for those offices that have actually ever run a business, that have met a profit and loss statement before, that understand what it's like to make the decisions between, do I keep employees or do I pay the electric bill? I mean, these are real issues. So things around Senate Bill 106 is a big one. If we don't get more townhomes and condos built in the state of Colorado, I don't know how young families, how military families, how young people are ever going to be able to afford a home in our community. That is a real solution. And we've gotten blocked quite often by this. And trial attorneys saying that this is not a good thing and that they're protecting the citizens. I would disagree with you. I think they're blocking good development in the name of litigation.
Okay. You mentioned some problems. What are some of the big ways that you think we as a community can address these issues and help businesses?
Well, one way to lean in is we host an organization called the Pikes Peak Housing Network, and this is a group that is independent of us, but we're supportive of. They really are pushing for good data. So when people say, well, we shouldn't grow, or there's a reason that you shouldn't have condos in my neighborhood, they're bringing data-driven decisions to the table, giving data in an independent way to say why we should have certain areas of growth. We think that that's a good place to start versus emotion. Let's start with the data itself versus everyone's opinion. In addition, I do think we have to be at the state legislature. We have to be there telling our story. It can't just be the chamber and EDC. We call on a lot of businesses. In fact, we trained almost 130 people this year on how to testify at the state legislature and how to testify locally, because business has to have their voice heard. They'd rather hear from them than myself as a lobbyist.
Okay. And finishing up, tell us about the chamber. What's new at the chamber? You know, people think they know what you do, but what do you really do, and how can people get engaged, especially business people that want help?
Well, I would say anyone that they derive their business success from seeing this region do well should be at our table. We have memberships as low as $400 a year, and we give that access. We give access to military affairs. We give access to government affairs, to economic development, and to small business trainings and access to information. Take the time to get involved. And if nothing else, be involved with us and let us be your voice.
And you're over, there's a lot of organizations that are sort of underneath your umbrella. You have Veterans Businesses, Small Business Development Center that's having the Small Business Week, and we're going to be talking about that.
Yeah, we're partnering with them.
Segment. How do you work with all these organizations? What is your role with all of these other maybe more specific or more affinity-oriented?
Well, we're not the expert on everything. We just know the experts. And that's how we affiliate with these other groups, because they can go deep, whereas we go wide. We're the convener. We pull people together. We help push. We're highly measurable, lots of accountability. But if you care about business thriving, I bet we have an organization or an avenue for you to get engaged.
Okay, wonderful. You've been listening to Jonna Reeder-Claymire, who is the president and CEO of the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Center. Their website is cscedc.com, cscedc.com. And when we come back here on The Peak, we're going to be talking about Small Business Week, which is happening all week here in the Springs, giving you some details, where things are happening, what's happening, and how you can be involved. And I'll give you that website right now. Pikes Peak SBDC for Small Business Development Center. PikesPeakSBDC.org is the website for all information about that. And of course, we'll be finishing up, as we always do, with Jim Miller and the Peak Rants after we talk about Small Business Development Week. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer. We'll be right back.
If your mouth could talk, what do you think it would say?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. My mouth can talk. It's doing it right now.
I know. But I mean, what if your mouth could tell your brain what's up instead of your brain always calling the shots? For example, your mouth might say that silver filling you got when you were 12 might be making you sick. But no, your mouth just keeps itself shut. That's why it's so important to find a holistic dentist who understands that your oral health impacts your overall well-being. If you have old metal fillings and you're concerned about mercury possibly causing serious health issues, you should meet Dr. Craig Summer at Springs Dentists. For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile.
You do know you're kind of talking to yourself, right?
Full Armor Sports Teams has a new facility for after-school youth programs. It's located at 2380 Montebello near North Academy and Union, with two pools for swim lessons and swim teams, a weight room for powerlifting, conditioning, and more. Full Armor Sports Teams is a Christ-centered and family-oriented organization bringing the youth of Colorado Springs together. For more info on after-school and homeschool programs, go to fullarmorsportsteams.com or call 719-629-SWIM.
Let us do the dangerous stuff, or just the items on your wife's honey-do list. Hi, I'm Peter Larson, owner and chief electrician at All-Star Electric. For whole house surge protection to generator connections, to simply adding an outlet and everything in between, All-Star Electric is a veteran-owned family business serving the Pikes Peak region with residential and commercial service since 2006. We also specialize in large appliance repair and electrical issues others can't figure out. Google All-Star Electric Colorado Springs now and let us be your light in the dark.
Take the drama out of your home buying and selling experience while saving money too. Hi, I'm John Graham with Equity Colorado Real Estate and your local Heroes Home Advantage affiliate. The Heroes Home Advantage Real Estate Rebate Program is a growing national network of real estate professionals and industry partners who are committed to giving back to our heroes. What does that mean to you? My sellers keep more of their money, and my buyers receive a rebate of up to 25% of my commission. I served 23 years in the Marine Corps and believe it's important to both serve my local community and to give back to those who serve. If you are law enforcement, firefighting, first response, healthcare, public education, or a military-connected individual or family, thank you for serving our nation and community. Now let me serve you as your realtor when buying or selling a home and help you to keep more money in your pocket with reduced commissions and rebates. To learn more, Google John Graham Homes, Colorado. That's John Graham Homes, Colorado. John Graham Homes, taking the drama out of your home buying and selling experience while saving you money too.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. You're here on Business and Culture Monday, and we're finishing up our final segment with Jana Rita Claymire, who is the president and CEO of the local chamber, talking about this big event that comes here once a year. It starts today. In fact, as soon as the show is over, you should run down to Boot Barn Hall because that's where it's starting. And this is Small Business Development Week. So, Jana, this is a real collaborative effort. It's something that you plan for a whole year. You know, tell us about who puts this on.
Yeah, well, we plan for it a year, and small business surely deserves an entire week to themselves. So first off, I want to thank U.S. Bank. They've been the sponsor for this week's event for many, many years and couldn't do it without them. But it is a collaborative effort between the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center, the Better Business Bureau, and the Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Corp. So the three organizations, we come together, we all support small business, and we put on a week of activities.
And again, it starts at just as soon as the program is over today. So tell us what's happening Monday through Friday for Small Business Development.
Yeah, so I will run literally from here to go to the award ceremony tonight that is at Boot Barn Hall. So if anyone would like to join us, you can just show up. We'd love to see you. But tomorrow, Tuesday at 4 p.m., the Chamber and EDC, we're going to host Common Sense Institute at Widener Field to hold a conversation on supply and demand to discuss how today's degrees do or do not align with tomorrow's jobs. So very much what we're talking about, talent, number one issue. You know, it's a great free forum for anyone to attend, but you do have to register. So go to our website at cscedc.com and you can figure out how to register from there. On Wednesday, we're going to have a marketing panel on how to infuse artificial intelligence with your marketing strategies. That's going to take place over at Catalyst Campus. Free to attend, but you do need to sign up. And on Thursday, administrative officials from the city and the county, they're going to host a listening tour to hear from small business. So again, got to sign up, so please visit the website. And this week, we'll conclude with a networking event on Friday that's at the new Lulu's downtown on Tejon. So a fun event just to celebrate small business, do some great networking, and I encourage all of your listeners to support small business and visit that PikesPeakSBDC.org website, and you can get tickets for the entire week or just for each event if you are interested.
And that's the Pikes Peak Small Development Center, by the way. Brandon Eldridge, who's the director of that, was on The Peak, I think, our second or third week. So you can go back in our podcast to learn more about that. So what are your objectives as the chamber for Small Business Week? What is a success to you?
Well, number one, it's to celebrate small business. Those of us that have run a small business, and I have myself, you know, you're a little bit of everything. I like to say you're the chief dishwasher, you're the cashier, you're the payroll expert, you're the customer service person, while you're also, we're asking them to make a difference in the community. So let's just stop and celebrate small business. Second, it's about networking. The best way to get business is to meet other people that we do business with, people we like and trust. And often that is that face-to-face getting to know people. And there will be hundreds, if not thousands, of small businesses involved this week. So, and then thirdly, many times small business does not have access to high quality training, either the cost prohibitive or just time. We've got an app that'll make it also, you can access it at any time, day or night, some high quality training, or you can attend one of the in person. So again, it's to give them access to training and networking opportunities you wouldn't always have as a small business.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we're celebrating business as we always do on Mondays. And this week here in the Springs, Pikes Peak region, we're celebrating Small Business Week with the Chamber and the SBDC. Jana Rita Claymire, President and CEO of Colorado Springs Chamber, thank you so much for being on The Peak.
Thank you so much for having me, and let's keep growing together.
That'd be excellent. I do want to talk to you about doing a regular feature here where we can talk about local business. That would be great. Well, I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and now, as we always like to end our show, with Jim Miller, Just a Guy, and the Peak Rants, and Jim's taking on the DMV.
I'm Jim Miller. I ran for mayor. I'm just a guy, and this is the Peak Rants. All right. The DMV. DMV's been irritating the piss out of me lately with everything and all things. All right, we can't transfer our plates no more. It's my property. It's my stuff. It's your stuff. It's your property. It's your car, your thing. Look, you ever tried to transfer plates? You used to be able to transfer plates. And yeah, you'd get shook down on the transfer fee and stuff, but now you can't transfer plates. So these quote-unquote environmental types that are super in charge of everything go, hey, man, it's way more efficient to just make new plates. Sounds kind of wasteful to me. Just let me transfer my old plates. Who cares? What's it matter? I'm saving some metal, you know, off a freaking license plate and being done with it and putting in another thing. It doesn't freaking matter. Let me just do it. It's good to go. It's finished. It's done. Transfer my plates. Save my money. And they never divide it up, right? They never go, hey, it was $130. You divide it by 12. It's this. And you still have 11 months left because you sold a car or it got wrecked. They never give you a fair amount back. They're always like, they're like the GameStop of like trading in, right? Hey, here's $4. Enjoy the $4 that I gave you credit for towards your next vehicle. And you're like, this one's like $160. So if you have more than one car, they just shake you down on it. And then you got the thing with the way Colorado State is too with DV plates. So it's like, cool, if you can get, you can get one. One vehicle is your big tax break with your DV plates. You get one vehicle that's kind of on the house going, hey, guys, thanks. That's you thank me for what? It's nothing. Who cares? One plate. Shouldn't even matter. Should be any vehicle you got is like, hey, DV, done. All the veterans should just have all their license plates done. Actually, I don't even agree with paying the registrations anyways, for the most part. You already bought the car. Then you're having to pay more money on it every freaking year. And for what? To drive on potholed roads? To be told what to do with your car? Hey, you have to do it this way. You got to do that. And you're like, dude, I'm keeping it maintained. Driving on potholed roads is destroying my vehicle, making it even more expensive. You don't let me transfer my plates. You give me like a trade-in for credit that's like GameStop. Like I gave you a brand new game and you give me $4 and nothing else. And I'm like, hey, I guess so. The kids wanted a new game. Screw it. It is what it is. Then I just get to have my stuff thrashed and destroyed and you overcharge me for it. It's my property. You're basically just charging me every year on my own stuff. And expensively, too. It should be once you have it for like 5 years, like, hey, man, it's $5. Just you're keeping your stuff alive. It's yours. If that, the money don't go where it needs to go anyways. We want it better. We got to be better. I'm Jim Miller. I'm just a guy. And you're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our welcome center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity, because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com to schedule an appointment today.
The Colorado Life Initiative team is working fast to tally petition signatures as they wrap up their 2024 ballot drive. If you circulated a petition, thank you for your time and commitment to protecting children in Colorado from intentional harm. As they await the official tally results to see if Colorado Life Initiative makes it on the ballot, they ask you to join in prayer and fasting for an end to abortion in our state. To receive updates and upcoming mission assignments, get signed up at gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org.
Well, that's it for The Peak. Hope you're enjoying us all week. We have business and culture on Mondays, government politics on Tuesdays, faith and family on Wednesdays, and education and media on Thursdays. And then we rinse and repeat, trying to serve the whole region. But we would do a much better job if you were part of the team. So go on thepeak.news. And I know you got stories in you. I know that you're concerned about your neighborhood. You wouldn't be listening to talk radio if you weren't. The question is, do you believe me that we'll actually put your stories on the air? Well, we have James, our intern, sitting at the booth right now. We're putting out stories all the time. We have our team here, but we want you to join it. So go to thepeak.news and join us on that. We are Monday through Thursday, so we'll be back tomorrow. Same peak time, same peak channel for government and politics. I'm going to be doing a pre-election review for our region, so that'll be pretty interesting, I think. Please join me this afternoon on The Word, which is our Bible teaching and talk sister station on 100.7 FM at 5 p.m. for our Crosswalk program. Today, I'm continuing my series on the biblical feasts of the Lord and their prophetic fulfillment. And we're talking about stuff you probably haven't heard of, the counting of the Omer and the Feast of Weeks, but you call it Pentecost most likely, so you know what that's about. We're going to be taking a deep dive into that. Now stay tuned for the Officer Tatum Show coming up here on The Answer. We'll see you tomorrow on The Peak. Until then, check out our first 3+ months of awesome guests on our podcast on thepeak.news. The Peak, we say the quiet stuff out loud for such a time as this.